all I have for no-shows tonight, is that right?
Yeah, that's all I have.
Does anybody need a break? Case number three, 21-601.
Morning, thank you for seeing me.
Morning. Morning, counsel, could you please identify yourself for the record?
Good morning, my name is Colin Milne. I am a staff attorney in the Department of Emergency Services, Public Protection. I am representing the Commissioner of Emergency Services and Public Protection, the issuing authority in this matter.
Thank you, counsel. Counsel, would you like to make an opening statement?
Can I just address this a matter prior, as
yes.
just a threshold matter? The department's aware of that the individual is subject to to probation orders. Can I present that to the law enforcement personnel at this time?
Sure.
Thank you.
Which one of you wants that?
It won't look at it.
And just subject to that order, there is a no weapons order at this time, possession of weapons.
The chief or the colonel want to address that?
Yeah, what are you asking us now? What does this represent?
It's been my understanding that the board does not grant the permits to individuals with a probation order of a no weapons possession. As a threshold matter, if we can always go forward for full hearing. Well, that's been my understanding.
I think it depends on what that says.
Yeah, point to where you're saying. I mean, I've never seen one of these, so I'm not sure what.
Okay.
So this case is still pending, so conditions of no firearms, no possession, that's no weapons.
Doesn't say that on?
It's on the back. I apologize, yeah, it's on the back. It's a probation, it's a condition of probation.
This is still a pending criminal case, there's no conviction.
It's a conviction.
It's a conviction?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's a term of probation on
another year.
Actually, excuse me, they're letting me off a year early. April 5th, I'm going in to get released from probation.
But right now, you're not?
Right now, I'm not. Correct. I have another 2 weeks.
So what he represents true? Right now, as of today, you're not
I'm still on probation, correct.
And you're not supposed to possess weapons.
I'm not supposed to possess any weapons, correct. So.
But what he's saying is he could next month, correct? Is that?
Well, maybe he's got to go to court.
Right.
I have the letter saying I'll be released on April 5th. I just got it yesterday, so I couldn't send it to you 10 days earlier. So.
I will entertain a motion if somebody wants to make one. Otherwise, we'll proceed with the case.
I will make a motion to find for the Commissioner of Emergency Service and Public Protection on this matter. The appellant is statutorily barred from possession of firearms based on conditions of his probation at this time.
I second the case.
Okay, discussion.
Motion made by Colonel Overture, yeah. Seconded by Chief Rosenzweig. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Oh. I asked, what does that mean right now?
What has happened is, based on what you just heard, Colonel Overturf has made a motion to fine for the issuing authority because you're statutorily prohibited by the terms of your probation from carrying a firearm.
I understand, you understand that currently.
Currently.
Yeah, once
correct.
I am off of probation, can I reapply for my permit?
Yes.
Okay.
Once you're off probation, it's been undermined. It's not a new application, so yes.
Okay. So I'm just want to make sure I got it clear. So once going back, because today actually my license expired.
Oh, jeez.
Exactly today. So after I'm done with probation.
Well, I mean, yeah, if your license expires today, I think either way you're out of luck.
So I'd have to reapply.
I can't remember if it's a 30 or 90-day grace period.
No, it's
a
90-day
grace period. 90-day grace period regarding that.
Okay.
This is.
Well, we're not done yet. So the motion's made by Colonel Overturf, second by Chief Rosenzweig.
Mainly so we could have discussion on the matter.
We didn't get to discuss because you had a question. All right, so discussion on the motion.
Other than I would say, if someone's prohibited from carrying a firearm, but you know I always make this argument,
yes,
by the federal government, they would be unsuitable. At the very least, here, statutory, right now, we get a permit, you can't have a gun in hand.
And I believe the charges regarding this case, this is not a situation in which firearms were not involved. This is a firearms involved case regarding the probation, which you know, if you know, that does adds a little concern at that level, to be honest. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't,
I hope you have to answer your question.
No, we're discussing it just to see if this has merit for you, sir.
Any other comments?
If there's nothing that would prevent the future issuing authority from making a suitability determination based on the nature and circumstances of the events that led to this arrest and probation.
Other comments?
Does the commissioner's office have anything to say about
our position? You know, our position ultimately is that we believe the appellant would be unsuitable. I think our position regardless of whether there's even a statutory bar to the probation order, because of the probation order, is that if you are currently prohibited from owning firearms, you're therefore somewhat unsuitable to have a firearm. That's our viewpoint, to have a firearm permit.
Other comments? I'm just going to call the roll to make sure. Chief Rosenzweig.
In favor.
Mr. Gray.
In favor.
Colonel Overturf.
In favor.
Colonel Lewis.
In favor of the motion for the issue of authority.
Attorney Sinetti.
I'm in favor. Aye.
Not that it matters, but I'll vote in favor of the motion. Motion passes unanimously on roll call, 6-0. You're all set?
Okay.